seriously fall asleep cuddling? What time is it? 7 p.m.? And you're still sleeping. You look absolutely adorable asleep. I never expected you to look so relaxed, considering how nervous you are all the time. Oh, crap, I'm sorry. Did I wake you up, sweetie? Hey, it's okay. Remember you came with me? I confessed to you and you believed I could change? Please tell me that rings a bell. Oh, okay, good. I was afraid you already forgot. Oh no, you're not going anywhere yet. Let's just stay cuddled like this for a little longer, please? Yeah, my parents won't be back for a long time. They're actually on a business trip for about a week. Yeah, they do go on those business trips pretty often, but that's okay because now I can spend more time with my super adorable boyfriend. Of course it's you, silly. Please tell me you're still willing to date me. Good. You know, you're very important to me, and I won't let anyone hurt you. Jessica's gonna be in a world of pain when I'm through with her. I hate her so much now. I suppose you're right. I'd hate to bring you with me when I go to talk to her, but honestly, if you aren't near me, I might go berserk. No, don't worry about it right now, sweetheart. Just relax here with me. You know I'm stronger than you. If you try to move away, I'll just pull you in tighter. Look at you, blushing. You're honestly so adorable. Oh, don't you hide your face from me. Come here, let me see your cute little face. Oh, you're just too sweet. I feel like I can do anything now that I finally have you. You said you believed I could change how I act. You believed I could become a better person, and that I can stop bullying people. I won't let you down. God, you're so easy to make flustered. Okay, I can tell you're getting a bit nervous again, sweetheart. It's okay. It's all okay. You're with me now, and no one can hurt you. You know that, right? Good. And when you're in my arms like this, absolutely nothing can hurt you. Do you feel safe in my arms? Thank God. Can I play with your hair? Really? Thank you, sweetie. I can feel you easing up. That's good. I want you to feel relaxed. And I know it's hard and certainly unexpected considering who I am, but there's something I need to know. Okay. You didn't just say those things because you were afraid of me, right? You actually meant them? You mean... Sorry. It's okay if you were scared. I wouldn't have blamed you, but you should be honest with me. You really meant everything? That's good. I really meant everything about you, too. You know, at first, I thought I was losing myself. It didn't feel right. I felt like you would have been perfect to bully, but instead, like I said earlier, whenever I tried, I couldn't bring myself to bring any harm to you, physically or mentally. You don't have to be afraid of me anymore. I mean, it's kinda cute that you're all scared, but I'd rather you feel comfortable and safe with me. I got you. And honestly, I don't plan on letting you go anytime soon. Are you hungry? A little? Okay, I guess we can take a break from cuddling and eat. I mean, I'm getting a bit hungry too. Great. Is there anything in particular you'd like? Awesome, we have that. Oh my gosh, that food was so good. So, what do you want to do now? You actually want to cuddle again? That's great, because so do I. Oh, no, no, no. I'm the big spoon. You're smaller than me, after all. Don't feel bad. I love you. Yes, I said it. I really, really love you, sweetie. I never expected I'd find someone so damn sweet. I finally have someone who makes me realize there's more to life than just, frankly, being kind of a bitch. You don't think of me that way? You actually think I'm nice? I'm sorry, have you met me? Right? I guess I am showing a whole different side to you, but I don't know. It's just easier with you because you're such a cutie. Yes, you are cute, and shut up and let me kiss you. God, I love kissing you. Thank God you like it too. No. Do you really have to leave? I suppose you're right. Your parents are probably wondering where the hell you went. Speaking of which, where's your phone? I'm sure they would have called you. Oh, it died earlier? That's why I didn't hear anything? Well, I should take you home then. No, no, I'm making sure you get home safe. It's the least I can do for you. I'd hate it if something happened to you on your way home. You understand? Good. So, this is your place. It looks really nice. I hope to go inside sometime. I'm glad you want to have me over sometime. Well, I guess this is goodbye for now. I love you, baby. Give me another kiss. Please. Remember, you're going to be safe. I love you so much, and I won't let anyone hurt you. Right. I hope you sleep well, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay? Great, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. I love you. I want to teach Jessica not to mess with my boyfriend. I swear, if she even lays a finger on him one more time, she'll really regret it. But I have to honor his request not to get violent with her. He really believes I can change. I need to prove that I'm willing to change. I still need to talk to her though. I hope I don't lose control of my anger when I do.